In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. You've heard me speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit many times, and I would not be here if I was not baptized in the Spirit in 1968. I want to invite you to experience that baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's Friday the 27th of April, Saturday the 28th of April, and Sunday the 29th of April. And this is the person to call, Vin Sarasulo. And I'll give you his telephone number, 781-632-1919. 781-632-1919. I'll say it one more time. If you have not received that wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, a release of all the experiences that we've had in baptism and confirmation, it's 781-632-1919. 1919. The coming of the Lord. I'm looking at 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do and have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by word of the Lord, that we who are alive and are left until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede, come before those who have died. For the Lord himself, with the cry of a command, with the archangel's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with the Lord and them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever, forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. I tell you, the dead will be raised first, those who died in Christ. Oh yes, they will be raised first, and we're going to see 1 Corinthians 15:12. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? St. Paul tells us that there is a resurrection of the dead, those who have died in Christ. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. Christ is the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. But Christ has been raised, and the dead will be raised. Oh yes, they will be raised. They will be raised. Your mother and father, your sister and brother who died in Christ will be raised. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified of God that he raised Christ. And if he raised Christ, he's going to raise the dead, whom he did not raise, if it be true that the dead are not raised. If the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. Of course, he has been. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. But Christ has been raised. And what does that mean? That the dead will be raised. Glory to God. They will be raised first. Then those who have died in Christ have perished. if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. In other words, if we only hoped in the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth, we are to be pitied, because this is the beginning of our experience. Our citizenship is in heaven. I'm just walking through the earth, but my citizenship is in heaven, and it is from heaven that we await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If for this life only we have hoped in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. The first fruits of those who have died. First fruits are the sweetest fruits. And then comes the people who have died in Christ. For since death came through a man, the resurrection comes through a man. The resurrection of the dead comes through a man. For us, for as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. Oh yes, the dead will be raised because Christ has been raised. But each in his own order. First Christ, the first fruits. Then it is coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed, take a guess what it is death. Hallelujah. When Christ comes in glory, death will be destroyed. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet, under the Lord's feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one, the Father, who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to Jesus Christ, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the Father, who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all. This baptism of the Spirit gives us power. This baptism of the Spirit gives us power. Not only power to pray for people, but power to believe and to see the people healed and to see the people delivered. Thanks be to God for the experience of the baptism of the Spirit. And this is being offered to you Friday, April 27th, 28th, and 29th. And you call 781-632-1919. 781-632-1919. Christ has been raised from the dead. And as he has been raised from the dead will be raised. And then the rest of us who are alive will be raised. Otherwise, what will these people do who receive baptism on behalf of the dead? We don't do that. If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on the dead's behalf? And why are we putting ourselves in danger every hour? In other words, I'm being tormented by Romans and I'm being tormented by Jewish people. Why are we putting ourselves in danger every hour? I die every day, St. Paul says. That is as certain as my boasting of you, a boast that I make in Christ Jesus our Lord. If with merely human hope I fought the wild animals at Ephesus, what would I have gained by it? Nothing. If the dead are not raised, the dead are raised. Hallelujah. Oh yes, my mother and father and brother will be raised. My aunts will be raised. They all died believing in Jesus. They will be raised at the coming of the Lord. They will be first before those that are living on the earth. Come to a sober and right mind and sin no more, for some people have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. You know, some people have no knowledge of God. You want to know why? because people don't tell them. People don't tell them about their experience and how they were changed through the baptism of the Spirit, or how they've been changed at a Billy Graham rally, how people have been changed through Curcio. We need to tell people about the changed life in the power of the Spirit and how God has changed us, and we are new people. We are new people. We are new people. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they have? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. Think of it. We have in the house a lemon tree growing. Someone planted the seeds. The seed died, and now the leaves are coming. As for what you sow, you did not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed. In other words, the body is a seed, perhaps of wheat or some other grain, but God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed it has its own body. Not all flesh is alike, but there is the flesh of men, another of animals, another of birds, another of fish. There are both heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is one thing, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and there is another glory of the moon. There is a glory of the stars. Indeed, star differs from star in glory. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, the body, in the grave. What is raised is imperishable, resurrected body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Hallelujah. It is sown in weakness, the body. It is raised in power. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there will also be a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. That's Jesus. Life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. Hallelujah. As was the man of dust, so are also those who are of the dust. And as is man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, our bodies, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven, glorified bodies. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this: flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. Hallelujah. And we will be changed, the ones that are still living on the earth. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is from the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. What I'm doing today is not in vain. People are being blessed. I want to tell you, you are loved by God. I want to tell you, God has something for you in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Again, I want to talk about that wonderful baptism of the Spirit. It is not a sacrament, but it is the release of the power of God that we had in baptism and in confirmation. There will be a seminar April 28th, Saturday, April 29th, Sunday, and April 27th, Friday. So April 27th, Friday, April 28th, Saturday, April 29th, Sunday. Call this number, Vin Sarasulo, 781-632-1919, 781-632-1919. I believe in the power of the Spirit. I would not be here today preaching the Word of God if I did not believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes with great power. And how we need that power on the earth today, because things are crazy. They call right wrong and wrong right. Even as you look at commercials, you'll see two men hugging each other, and it's not a hug that you give in a holy hug. It's a hug of lust. Wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And who tells people that marriage between the like sexes is a sin? It's wrong. It's never good. It's wrong. Who tells people that abortion is wrong? It's sinful. Who tells people that God has a plan for those children that are in the womb? He doesn't want them destroyed. He does not want your baby destroyed. He wants you to give birth to that baby. And it might be very difficult because your experience is hard right now, but God has a plan for your baby and a plan for you. And it is time that you find out what that plan is. Concerning the collection of the saints, chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians. Now concerning the collection of the saints, you should follow the directions I gave to the churches in Galatia. On the first day of every week, that Sunday, each of you is to put aside and save whatever extra you have earned, so that the collections need not be taken when I come. What is this collection for? The church in Jerusalem. And when I arrive, I will send any whom you approve with letters to take your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable that I should go also, then they will accompany me. I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you, even spend the winter with you, so that you may send me on my way wherever I go. What do you think Paul's going to do in the winter to the community of Corinth? He's going to teach, going to preach, going to heal, going to make sure that they have the power of the Spirit. We remember that Apollos was baptized with the baptism of John, but he did not have the Holy Spirit. And Aquila and Priscilla prayed with him for the Spirit to come upon his life. I do not want to see you now just in passing, for I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits, but I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost. You can see St. Paul is still Jewish. For a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries, yes, and many people that want Paul dead so that he won't preach the gospel. If Timothy comes, see that he has nothing to fear among you. He has nothing to fear among you. For he is doing the work of the Lord, just as I am. Are you doing the work of the Lord? Do you know that Jesus has been raised? Do you know that He has changed you? Are you doing the work of the Lord? Or are you saying, well, Father Tom will do it? No. Each one of us is called to do the work of the Lord by sharing our testimony, especially by sharing what God has done for us and what God is doing for us and in us and through us. Therefore, let no one despise Timothy. Send him on his way in peace. How do they do that? They will pray with Timothy. They will pray with Timothy so that he may come to me, for I am expecting him with the brothers. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to visit you with other brothers, but he was not at all willing to come now. He will come when he has the opportunity. You see, you have to keep on checking these communities that they don't go off on a foreign experience, not a Christian experience. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all you do be done in love. Here it is again. Let all you do be done in love. You're preparing your husband's dinner. Let it be done in love. You're going shopping today. Let it be done in love. You're going to go to the chapel today. Let it be done in love. Now, brothers and sisters, you know the members of the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. They're doing it in love. I urge you, put yourselves at the service of such people and of everyone who works and toils with them, because they're doing it in love. I rejoice in the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Archaicus, because they have made up for your absence. For they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. How'd they do that? They told Paul what had been happening in the community. And so they refreshed his spirit. So give recognition to such persons. The churches of Asia send greetings. Aquila and Priscilla, together with the church in their house, greet you warmly in the Lord. All the brothers and sisters send greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. He's written 1 Corinthians with his own hand. Let anyone be accursed who has no love for the Lord. I love you, Jesus. Do you love him today? Do you love Jesus today? Have you told him, I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul was the father of the community of Corinth. Again, I want to invite you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Friday, April 27th, Saturday, April 28th, and Sunday, April 29th. You'll be given specific orders when you call Vin Sarasulo, 781-632-1919, 781-632-1919. What have we learned today? That our parents that have been buried in Christ will be first to rise with an immortal body, with the resurrected body. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In that baptism of the Spirit, Jesus said that he came to give us life in abundance. This same Holy Spirit, filling us at our baptism and confirmation, wants to transform our lives and change the world one at a time. Everyone is invited to this life-changing weekend. Please plan to come. That's Friday the 27th of April, Saturday the 28th of April, and Sunday the 29th of April. Call Vin Sarasulo, and his telephone number is very simple, 781-632-1919. 781-632-1919. What are you waiting for? Call in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.